Welcome to Daf Yomi. Yerushalmi Shir is sponsored for the schus of the return of all the hostages and for the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Tzadik in the Oiz V'Adur edition, starting the 14th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah. Shmoino Shotzi Ma'amurim B'Toyro. There were 8 crawling species, a type of vermin that the Torah specifies that they have a din of tumah. Now these shrotzim have a type of skin. As we'll see in the Gemara, there's a machlekes, if all of them are considered to have skin, or not all of them. In our Mishnah, we speak about all 8, that we say all 8 of them, someone who's chayvel b'hem, causes a blemish, is chayav. Why is he chayav? Reb Chaim brings 2 explanations. Either because of tzoveya, he is coloring the skin, or because netiyas neshama, by the blood going out to the skin, is considered to be killing them to a certain extent. Fishash kotzi v'remosim, all other vermin and crawling creatures, hachoyvel men patu, they don't have skin. So therefore, when someone does chabalah, causes a blemish, and there's blood there, either the blood is going to go back, so is that considered to be killing, or is that considered to be coloring, because it's not, it stay on the skin. Hatzodon netzoy v'chayev v'shloy tzoy patu. Someone who captures any other shkotze v'remosim, so if he does letzorich, he has a purpose that he wants to capture them, so then he's chayav. But if he didn't do it for a purpose, in other words, he's only trying to get rid of them, so then he's pater, it's melacha shein tzorich legufa, like Rabbi Shimon holds, and that's only the other shvatzim, except that main 8, because the main 8, eshmoyne shvatzim, most people do capture them for a purpose, that's the normal way of dealing with them. Says the Mishnah, someone who has an animal or bird in his rishus, and it's in his under his domain that he could go and he controls them, as we'll see in the Gemara. So then there's no tzeda; it's already he already controls them. But if he does chabala, he's chayav. He causes a blemish, he's chayav. Says the Gemara, Shmoyne Shrotzim Vichuli. Rabbi Zreikin, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Amy or b'shem Rabbi Amy. 2 Gersos, Ispalgun Rabbi Yechon and Rishim Lakish. This Mishnah, there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Chad Omer Divrei HaKoyel, one says this Mishnah goes according to everybody. Vechorin Omer Machlekes, and one says the machlekes. What is it referring to? And Meseches Chulin, there's a machlekes. If the Shmoyna Shvatzim, do we consider all of them that their skin is not part of their flesh? Or you were saying Chalukim Yibisarim. The skin is a standalone thing, and therefore doesn't have the same tumor that their flesh has, or that not the entire list has the din of same chaluk yibisarim. Someone then the skin is very thin and is considered to be like their flesh, and the same tumor you have in the flesh you have in the skin. It's a machlekes in Maseches Chulin. The shad, does this machlekes apply in Maseches Shabbos or not? One opinion is that it's the same machlekes. Whoever holds that in Belagabi Tumo, we say that the skin, there's some of them that don't really have skin. So by Shabbos, there's no problem of Choyvil, because for the 2 reasons that we mentioned, because in Tiyaz Neshama or Tseveya, you don't have it if you don't have skin. And the other one, Norma, says, no, regarding Tumo, we have a special Gzeres HaKosuv, you need to have thick skin, and thin skin is that is considered to be as the flesh. But still, all Shmoyne Shrotzim have more skin than the regular Shrotzim. And therefore, all 8 of them, the Gabi Shabbos, this the oyer is considered to be separate, and if he does chabalo, it's considered to be either tsever or netilas neshama. Says more velo yadin man amardo man amardo. We don't know from Yochanan Rishim and Lakish who holds that everybody agrees the Shmoyne Shrotzim is chayav in Shabbos, and who holds it depends on the machlekes. Says the Gemara, Omav Zeiro and Farish Milan de Rabbanon, Mimilan, we'll learn from other things that Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish said, we'll know what they hold over here. The Tamin and Tamon, we learned over there, we talk about Maseches Chulin. Eilu Shor Ruseim Kipsorim, who do we consider the skin to be like their flesh? Or Adam, the skin of Adam has the same tumor like the flesh. Vor Chazir Shel Yishuv, and the skin of a pig, a domestic pig. Not only a domestic pig, but also a wild pig. Also, the skin is considered to be like their basar. And the Mishnah there goes on to add some of the Shmoyne Shrotzim. The Anoko, Koyach, and Leto also mentioned there that the skin is considered to be their flesh. So it says in there, Rabbi Yechanon, that's only regarding Isur. If someone eats the piece of the skin, it's considered to be that he eats the meat. Or the tumo. If you have tumo by the flesh, you have the tumo by the skin as well. Avalilkois, regarding Malkois, Oru, then it's considered to be skin for all items. Vein loikim alav mishu nevelu, not chayav for eating a nevelu. When a person eats a dead animal, so he's chayav malchus. But if he eats the skin of these animals, the skin is separate, and you're not chayav in it. So what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Yochanan is differentiating between the inyonim of tumo and other inyonim. He says, the gabi tumo, the skin may be like the flesh. But for other things, for malchus, the skin is not like the flesh. So same thing over here by Shabbos. Even though the gabi tumo, some of the shrotzim, there's one opinion that holds that the skin is like the flesh. And it's not considered to be a separate skin. But for Shabbos, the skin is separate. Rebbe was very clear in the Mishnah. He didn't come and differentiate between the different items. Ben le'isur, ben le'lilkois, ben le'tum. There's no difference. Once you say the skin has a din of the flesh, that applies to everything. So Gemara says the same thing by Shabbos. If the skin is like the flesh, that means it's not separate, and you don't have the chiyuv of chabal over there. So the one mastisum asya ledin, mastisum asya ledin. We have a brisa like a brichon, we have a brisa like a shlokish. Mastisum asya le brichonon, shmoin ashrotzim yesh le moiris. All eight shrotzim have the free regarding Shabbos. Their skin is separate from their flesh. And therefore, Yichaya for Chabalah, for either Tzeveya, or for taking out an Neshama, because he's letting the blood, leaving the flesh, going into the skin. So says Rechim Ben Uri, therefore I hold that regarding tumah is the same thing. They all have skin, and the skin is separate from the flesh, and it doesn't get tumah. So that's like a Yechanan. There's no machlikas regarding Shabbos, the machlik is only regarding tumah. Continues the going that tzadik amud beis. Masniso b'seya l'bshir min lokish. We have a braiso like with shlokish. Hachoyvil b'shotzim. Someone who does chabalo b'shotzim. Es sheshlem oyro is chayov. Veshelem oyro is potter. It's a machlek is regarding Shabbos. If he's chayov on all of them or not. Depends which one. The ones that consider to be that there is skin. So you chayov. The ones that don't have skin, you're potter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Oimer. We're going to use here the gusa of Rabbi Chaim. Shmoino shrotzim yesh le'moiris. I hold all eight shrotzim have skin, and it applies for Shabbos, applies for Tumo. And he argues both here in Shabbos and legabe Tumo. So you see that there's no difference between Shabbos and Tumo, and this works like Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Mishem Rav, he says, Oru, there is skin. You will never get Malkus for that as a nevela. And he says according to everybody. So it says the Gemara asked who does Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that everybody agrees that the skin of the shrotzim, you don't get malchus in it, because regarding malchus, it is skin. It's only gabi tumo that there's some of the shrotzim, according to one opinion, it's not considered to be separate and it gets tumo. Says the Gemara tzad zizim zvuvim chagozim yitushim. The different types of insects. Crickets, flies, chagozim, the different type of flies, and yetushim, talking about mosquitoes. In all these cases, he's chayov, v'rabi Yehuda poiter. Why is he Yehuda poiter? Chena Rabbi Yehuda oimer, chayovim me'aldova shadar kalitzu. You're not chayov something which is not normal to capture. So if someone captures, it's not considered to be a melocha, shvetzich legufo, because nobody captures him for the purpose of the thing itself. Hatzad chagovim, if you capture locust, betal, if it's in dew, potter. Why? Because then the eyes of the locust get blind. It's not going to be tzedah. They're just ready to be taken. Besharv, if it's a hot day, chayav, because then it's really tzedah. Lozo ben achavoy oimer, besharv, beshar shemekalachim potter. Even besharv, if they're coming in a flow, there's a lot of locusts together, so then it's easy to capture them. It's not going to be tzedah. Hatzad tzvi, someone who captures a deer, chiger, he's lame, sumo, blind, choyler, or sick, katon, or is a young deer, potter, because it's not hard to capture them, they're ready to be caught, and it's not going to be tzedah. Yoshen, but if he's sleeping, chayov. Hi, why if he's sleeping, he's chayov. If he's sleeping, it's a good opportunity time to catch him. To come, it's chado, potter chado. He has one eye closed, one eye open, meaning he's not fully sleeping, he's always guarding himself to make sure that nobody comes. Says the Gemara, Osa Raviana, that's the Gyusa Rav Chaim. Osa Raviana, laharoig yisatsir b'shabbos. He says, you're not allowed to kill a wasp in Shabbos. You heard it's not a sakana, therefore you're not allowed to kill it. V'tani can't have a brisa this way. Chamisha ne'erogim in Shabbos. Only five you could kill on Shabbos. Zvuv mitzi, the Egyptian fly. V'tziro shebe ninve, the ninve wasp. V'akrov shebe hadyas, the scorpion from hadyas. V'nochash shebe yisrael, the snake in Eretz Yisrael. V'kelev shaitish v'chom okom, a mad dog any place. So you see over here that the wasp, you're not allowed to kill any wasp, only the one who's a ninve, that's a sakana. Ma'isa shenovel nochash b'Shabbos. There was a snake that came on Shabbos. V'homo nafti echod. It's a person who came from that location called Nafti. V'argu and he killed him. V'homo rabbi poga boy k'yotze boy. So Rabbi wasn't very happy with him. He says, you're not supposed to kill a snake. He's not dangerous, not necessarily dangerous. Therefore, you can't kill him. Says Gemara, v'lo minat dvorim v'nirogim b'Shabbos. Didn't we mention that snake in Eretz Yisrael you could kill? That's talking when these animals are coming to damage, they're calling to hurt, then you can kill them. But just regularly, if they're not seeking the damage, you're not allowed to. Says Gmatani Abiyakov, someone who sees a snake or scorpion within his arba amis, that means it's a sign from Shemayim, you're supposed to die. This person was supposed to die, that's why he sees the snake and the scorpion. Because that's only if he didn't kill him, he wasn't able to kill the snake and the scorpion. So then that's a sign that he was supposed to die. If he killed them, the reason why they brought to his, they came to him, is because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to kill them, and it's a schus that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him to take away this mazik from the world. In both cases, is seen to him for a schus. So Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Either pshat is that it's a schus for him to kill them. That's why the snake and the scorpion was appeared to him, not because he's supposed to die. And if he didn't kill them, he just didn't have. He wasn't as successful in that attempt. Or in both cases, it's a simen that he was nitzal because of a schus that he has, and he really should have died. Says the Gemara, "Ksiv shimu zois kol ha'amim. Listen, all the nations, hazinu kol yoshvi cholit. Pay careful attention. The people that sit, that live." In the land, and they call the land Cholit. So Rav Acha Amar, Rav Avoh v'Rabbonin, quote Rav Avoh v'Rabbonin, Chad Amar, Lamu Moshe Kol Be'Oilom B'Chuldo. Why he's saying, comparing this world to the place of the weasel? Cholit is a Chuldo, meaning he's calling the Yabasha a Chuldo. Why? El Afishikor Bashesh B'Yabasha Yesh Bayan. All creatures that you have in the land, you have in the sea as well, but there's many creatures in the sea that you don't have in the land. There's one exception to this rule, and that's the weasel. You have a weasel in the Yabasha, you do not have a weasel in the sea. So the Yabasha is unique, that the one creature it has that the Yam doesn't have is a chuldo. That's what we call the Yabasha, Lashon Cheled, Lashon of a chuldo. The Chor Norma, the other one said, why is it comparing the world to a chuldo? And the man chulda azoy is this weasel. The weasel goes and collects food, and collects a lot of food, much more than what it needs. So to speak, it doesn't know why it's collecting so much food, but it's still collecting food. All the people in the world, they work hard and they're collecting money and collecting food. They don't know why they're collecting so much. He's going to collect, he doesn't know who is going to take it from him. In other words, their people are gathering and working hard to get money their whole life for things that they themselves will not enjoy. They don't even know who's going to inherit them afterwards and take the money from them after they die. Anything in the reshus of Adam, there's no tzedo. Says the Gemara, it's only if it's only the control of Adam. Adam is able to control them. They rebel against him, and he doesn't control them. Then he's chayav, then he will be tzedo. And the Gemara brings an example of Yusuf Adam Omro. This says, Shur Shemarad, you have an axe that rebelled, meaning that the Adam is not controlling it anymore. Hatzadui b'shab is chayav. Anyone who captures it, his chayav is considered to be tzedo. Now we mentioned the Mishnah that the skin is different than the flesh and has a din of a skin, and that applies to all these animals. So it says the Gemara, born the kisri mishem Rav Avdon, he said the name of Rav Avdon, or oif, the skin of a bird, muta lichtoiv ala mezuzah. He allowed to use the skin of a bird to write a mezuzah, even though there's many holes in the skin, still works, because we just said in the Mishnah, the rule, that all the creatures have skin. I mean, the same way you say that the skin of a bird is chaya for choyvel, because it's considered to be skin for regarding Chabal and Shabbos, so it's also skin enough to be used as a cloth for the mezuzah. It's considered to be a good enough of a skin. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Tzadik.